All right, it's that time of the show to have a chat about the big topic that everyone wants to know about. It's the topic of choice around the barbecues and at the pubs, and that is, what is the real estate market doing? There's no one better to talk to that topic than show sponsor One Stop Property. Very lucky to have Nikolai Oberski in studio. Nikolai, welcome, first of all. But tell us, you know, December, Christmas, January, traditionally a quieter time in the property market, particularly here in Cairns. What did you guys find, let's say, last 6 weeks or so there at One Stop Property?
Yeah, certainly. Traditionally, it is a slower period over the Christmas and January wet season. But this year, the market's only gone from strength to strength. It's still running hot and there's lots of buyer activity. People are still moving from interstate. So steady price growth.
So it's still happening, like despite all of the dire predictions when COVID first kicked off in early 2020. I think that's when it happened, wasn't it? Yes,
yeah,
early 2020. You know, the sky was going to fall in, and yet, you know, real estate has just gone from strength to strength here. And so that continued through Christmas.
Yep.
There you go.
Last 2 years have been continually rising.
Mm. What about, you know, what type of buyers are you seeing? Are there, you know, is it sort of local houses changing hands? Are there still those interstate inquiries?
Look, the big winners are probably the upgraders. People that they're upgrading. Getting in the market is harder because property prices are going up. But at the end of the day, it's still cheaper to buy than rent if you can do it.
Mm.
So, you know, there's the tenants buying if the property's gone up for sale. It's all facets of the market.
It's all happening. And first home buyers are still kicking around?
Yep. There's this strong desire to get in now and buy in the established market.
I mean, this is always very hard to predict, but it has been going well there for 18 months or so. What do you think going forward? I mean, can this good run here in Cairns continue? But also, I guess, if you put it into context, you know, what are the capital cities, those crazy hot capital cities, you know, what's the outlook for them compared to us?
Well, the regions and the capitals are totally different, would say. And then the big four banks did predict that there is going to be a softening in the market compared to this year. So next year prices may go down.
Okay.
But the regions are very different to that. Like, we haven't had continual growth for tens of years. While we've only had the last 2 years, really. And we've still had the population growth that's coming in. It's still very affordable on the East Coast, and we've still got the high rental yield and low vacancy rate. So like I said last year, I still think we're going to have another 18 months, maybe 2 years, assuming no major black swan events happen.
There you go. Okay, well, that is very good news. And of course, we've got those international borders. I spoke to Federal Tourism Minister Dan Tehan earlier on the show, talking all about those borders reopening on February 21. So you would expect that as that tourism, international tourism sector picks up, that of course is going to feed into the real estate industry, no doubt.
Yeah, certainly, definitely. I think it's going to be great just to have more people coming to Cairns and filling up the streets. You know, we're seeing there's a few issues out there that we're seeing more with lending policies tightening with APRA and inflation. But yeah, overall, I still think it's going to keep moving.
It's going to be positive. And do you think that if, as those big four banks are predicting, if the capital cities, Sydney and Melbourne in particular, if they're going to cool a little next year, does that then make us look more attractive, particularly for investors? I mean, can you see a time, again, 12, 18 months time, where Cairns looks so attractive for investors that perhaps we'll see some activity in apartment complexes, for example?
Yeah, well, hopefully the body corporate issue gets resolved.
That's right. That's another big topic coming up.
Yeah, that'll definitely increase the values of it all. And overall, it's continually growing on units and houses. So, yeah, look, I still think we got another, based on everything we know, we've got another 18 months in Cairns, 2 years to go.
What about the rental scene? I mean, so much discussion last year about just how crazy tight that rental market is. Is that still happening as of 2022?
Yeah, certainly. Look, if it's very hard to find a rental property right now. And there's been a change in the rental legislation. So the number of investors are thinking of selling and getting out. So that's going to be great for the first home buyers, but they're not so good for the renters or the tenants, because there's just not going to be as much options out there.
Where are we going to fit all of these people? When population growth continues, tourism comes back.
Well, that's why prices keep going up, and we're in a tightening market. And look, the biggest thing I've seen out there, and we just heard another story from an industry expert, is that there was people trying to sell their houses on Marketplace by themselves, and they've undervalued it. And, you know, then another agent's come along and sold that property for $490,000 when they were listed for $400,000. So
there you go.
You know, we're seeing it also with us, you know, where the average industry vendor discount is at -3.7% in Cairns, and we're actually outperforming that and selling well and truly above it at 2.9% over the last 12 months. So prices are continually going up, and a lot of people are overpromising and not really knowing what they're doing.
And that's why it's so important to go with experience, as you guys have there, you know, particularly with, you know, with your mum and dad involved in the business, decades of experience in real estate. So it's so important that in this, you know, market, don't undervalue, don't try and do things yourself. Look at the experience, look at that vendor discount rate. I know that's a big push for you guys at One Stop Property. Finally, Nikolai, what about supply? What about stock? If anyone's listening, thinking of selling, it's a great time to sell. You know, how's the supply issue going in the market at the moment?
There has been an increase in listings coming to market, but properties are still turning over very quickly. Now, we're getting a lot of repeat referral business from people we meet because they value our service. But yeah, look, we definitely can help you. And if you're thinking of selling, we can give you all the advice, get your house set up to sell and get you the best possible price in the market.
There you go. Now, Nikolai, what is the best way for people, for listeners to contact you or contact One Stop Property for a chat?
Yeah, just give us a call on my mobile, 0428-338-8828, or just send us an email through the website.
And tell us the website address.
onestopproperty.net.au.
onestopproperty.net.au. Log on, send a message, get in touch, even if it's just for a quick chat, a quick appraisal to see, you know, what might be the best option for your individual needs. Nikolai Oberski from One Stop Property. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Gavin. Always a pleasure.